God of the
So hurry that stalker to now I'm a charger. The person who demonstrated for everyone's benefit the power and the expertise of chanting the Maha Mantra. Although he was born in a Mlecha family, Haridas Thakur was certainly not a Mlecha, but he taught everyone. And some people were very envious of him. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ramachandra Khan, sent that prostitute to chant Haridas Thakur. And how pious was that prostitute? But after Haridas Thakur blessed her and left, then she took over his bhajan kutir, and then she began to chant 192 rounds as Haridas Thakur's disciple. And Haridas Thakur was chanting 192 rounds, and then after this prostitute tried to tempt Haridas Thakur, not for her own purpose, but she was ordered by Ramachandra Khan. Police chief ordered her, what could she do? So she went there. But then she became Haridas Thakur's disciple. And when Haridas left, she stayed in that place. And she chanted three lakhs of Krishna. So Haridas Thakur's potency and influence was like that, always. And he was a good friend of Advaita Acharya. That before Mahaprabhu's appearance, Haridas Thakur was one of the seniors that he was dispatched to the reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita before the advent of Mahaprabhu. And many senior devotees were dispatched to take their birth. Haridas Thakur was one of them. And he was very good friends with the Advaita Acharya. Haridas Thakur blessed Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami from his earliest childhood. The recipient of the blessings of Mahaprabhu's parshad, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya. And Raghunath Das Goswami's parents were also generous to Jagannath Mishra, and Mahaprabhu's father. They gave a lot in charity to the Brahmins, and they knew which Brahmins were the best to give to. Brahmins like the Advaita Acharya, Srivas Pandey, Jagannath Mishra. And it was at one of their meetings, right, that Haridas Thakur was invited to chant the glories of the name, and that envious person said that they were exaggerating. So that person was bitten by leprosy after that. So Haridas Thakur was not envious. When Haridas Thakur was another time in the company of envious people, and he was told he had to give up the chanting of the Maha Mantra. And if obviously he refused to give up chanting Hare Krishna, then he was ordered caned in 22 marketplaces. Caned in 22 marketplaces is impossible because nobody will live past three. No matter how tough you are, you'll be dead by the third marketplace. Caning is a very severe punishment. That devotee who was here a while back, the Vinda Krishna Prabhu, he used to work in some kind of training capacity with the Singapore police. And he said that with one, because they still use caning in Singapore, he said with one stroke from the cane, you pass out, generally. Then they have a doctor there, they're like, if you're sentenced to five strokes, they don't give you the other five while you're passed out. But the doctor revives you before you get the second. So Haridas Thakur was ordered caned like that in 22 marketplaces. Impossible. Then Haridas Thakur was so kind-hearted that he saw that the people who were beating him to death were in anxiety, and he felt compassion for them. Imagine, inconceivable, like no payback time, no like turning into the Terminator or, you know, Die Hard or any of those kind of people. And which usually happens in those situations where people are caning him and somehow he breaks loose, gets a gun or something, and it's payback time. Haridas Thakur felt compassion to them. He didn't want that they would be punished because they were so frightened. But that after caning him, he wasn't dying. Then they knew that, okay, now we're going to be killed because he ain't dying. And our job is to kill him, but we're not doing it properly somehow. Then Haridas Thakur felt compassion for them. They said, okay, throw me in the Ganga. I'll faint and you throw me in the Ganga and your job is done and you won't be punished. And it's inconceivable. So in Bhaktivinoda Thakur it says in that song, you know, that Ahimsa Parityaya Karo Pavana Karan Sri Krishna Kirtani Jadi Manasa Toha. Then we see there's evidence of that. These are not just lofty ideas, but there's evidence of that. Haridas Thakur is the evidence of that. He gave up not any kind of thought of revenge. Pratihimsa means revenge. So Haridas Thakur not only abandoned, it never sprung up in his heart any thought of revenge, but rather he nourished them. The people who were trying to beat him to death, he nourished them. And so many discussions, right? And Haridas Thakur was also the favorite of Rupa and Sanatan, because Rupa and Sanatan also considered themselves very fallen souls and unworthy to be with Mahaprabhu's other devotees. And Haridas Thakur was the main person who felt like that. So when they stayed in Puri, when they went to Puri to visit Mahaprabhu, they stayed with Haridas Thakur. They didn't stay with the other devotees. They didn't take prasad with the other devotees. They didn't go to the Jagannath temple. And sometimes the Western devotees are angry that they cannot go in the Jagannath temple. Why should we be angry? Our Sampradaya Charja voluntarily did not go in the Jagannath temple. He did not consider himself fit. How good they go to the Jagannath temple. Not for any programs or festivals. Just to one time while he's in Puri down to report in to Lord Jagannath. Like all present and accounted for. And when we go with him and we wait outside at Singhadwar, and we wait for Gurudev to come out, it's a very happy experience that Gurudev is in there, and who cares if we're not? Haridas Thakur didn't go, Rupa and Sanatan didn't go, why should I want to go? So Haridas Thakur was a favorite of the devotees of Mahaprabhu, especially his great acharya. Very dear and intimate friends. And when we see those descriptions of the water pastimes and so many other things, even as Haridas Thakur was old, like a Dvaita Charja, we see the picture of the Panchatattva. Everyone looks pretty young, except for Dvaita Charja. That's because he was Mahaprabhu's, maybe a little older even than Mahaprabhu's father. And Mahaprabhu was like the 10th child. And he had 8. Sachi Mata had 8. Babies that didn't live, then she had Vishwarup, then she had Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was the 10th child. And Advaita Charja might have been a little bit older than Mahaprabhu's father. And Haridas Thakur was the same age. What we see, when that kirtan parties were organized in Jagannath Puri, Haridas Thakur was one of the chief dancers, always. Each group had a chief dancer. One of those chief dancers was Haridas Thakur. And in the water, sporting with Mahaprabhu in the various lakes and stuff around Puri, Haridas Thakur always very enthusiastically participated. And a very beautiful conversation, and I can't remember which way, if anybody else knows who said it to who, but Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami were having a discussion. And I believe that Sanatana Goswami said to Haridas Thakur, but it might have been Haridas Thakur said to Sanatana Goswami. And some people, but I believe it was the other way, Sanatana Goswami told Haridas Thakur, some people can preach very nicely, but they can't practice. And some people can practice very nicely, but they can't preach. So, but you are so wonderful. You're the Namacharya. You can both practice and preach. It's inconceivable. So for myself, I get a little relief from that statement. Does anyone know that I don't practice so nicely? Nathan Goswami said that many people can practice very nicely, can preach, but they can't practice so nicely. Some people can practice so nicely, but they can't preach. Not uncommon. So Haridas Thakur's plan and distribution of the holy name, the glories of the holy name, were uniquely known to Haridas Thakur, except Srila Rupa Goswami. When Mahaprabhu found Srila Rupa Goswami's shloka about the glories of the holy name, Tundetanabhatiratingvitamate, Tundavali, Labdaye, Karna, Krodha, Kadambini, Vijayate, Karna, Budhedya, Spriham, Cheta, Prangani, Cheta, Prangani, Vijayate, Sarvendriyana, Pritim, Nojani, Janita, Kriyadbiyamitai, Krishneti, Varnasani. Mahaprabhu read that shloka, he was overwhelmed in ecstasy. Too much ecstasy. And then he showed that shloka to Haridas Thakur for Haridas Thakur's opinion. And Haridas Thakur replied, I've heard practically every description of the glories of the holy name in my life, but I've never seen anything like this. But Haridas Thakur was the final authority, you could say, on the glories of the holy name. And he gave, Mahaprabhu asked Haridas Thakur for his certificate of Srila Rupa Goswami's shloka. And that was Haridas Thakur's certificate. And of course, Srila Rupa Goswami was his good friend because they lived together. They considered themselves like the outcast devotees. Because Haridas Thakur was born in a Mlecha family, and Rupa and Sanatan had practically become Mlechas, right? We just read that the other day. Mahaprabhu said to Chandrasekhar Acharya, go outside, there's a Vaishnava at the door. Chandrasekhar went outside, there ain't no Vaishnava at the door. Alright, anybody's there? Some Muslim is there. That Muslim was Sanatana Goswami. And when Sanatana Goswami was paying his bride to get out of prison, he told the guy, don't worry, I'm not going to stay around here. I'm going to Mecca. I didn't say like, you know, I'm going to Haridwar, I'm going to Vrindavan. So no, I'm gonna, as soon as I get out of here, I'm only going to like be a religious man, and I'm going to go to Mecca. And that person believed him. So Rupa and Sanatana, they also felt like that. And so one of the three of the main people in our Sampradaya felt like outcasts. The Dhanamacharya and the Sampradayacharya and the Sambandhacharya and the Prayojanacharya, he also felt himself like an outcast. Although he was able to stay with the others because he was given into the hand of Srila Damodara Goswami by Mahaprabhu. So Haridas Thakur's chanting of the holy name, his chanting of the glory of the holy name, his disappearance, they're unparalleled. How Mahaprabhu danced with his body, Mahaprabhu personally did everything for Haridas Thakur. And in so many simultaneous feelings were in Mahaprabhu's heart. Simultaneous joy, simultaneous sorrow. And when Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy, of all types of suffering, which is the worst type of suffering? And Ramananda Roy replied, except for separation from a Vaishnava, I don't know any other suffering. But we know all kinds of suffering. Our car is broke, we got no money, this and that, you know, we lost our house, we lost our job, this, blah, 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 that thing, we lost our boyfriend, we lost our girlfriend, you know, we lost our money.
Lost our credit card.
Lost our stash, lost so many things, ripped our jeans, etc. So many things we suffer. But Ramananda Roy said, except for a separation from a Vaishnava, I don't know of any other suffering. That's the only real suffering. And that's what real suffering is. If you can't be with the Vaishnava, that's suffering. And the way it works through upper out is that you lose your desire. And all of a sudden some, like, you know, Star Wars screen goes up or something, and you can't cross into the house anymore. That's not how it works. And what happens is you lose your desire to be with the Vaishnava. That's the result of upper out. You don't want to be with him anymore. We hear that. And we hear people say that. You know, famous saying, right? Don't do business with devotees. Right. That's a good saying. But why? Devotees are bad? No. But don't do business with them. Serve them. Worship them. But when people say that, it's because they, you know, I had a better time when I was just with, you know, karmis or something. All people say all kinds of offensive things. And I would rather just be with, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, aparad causes that reaction in us. And we lose our appreciation. Like, progress in Krishna consciousness is measured by our appreciation for devotees. And the opposite of that is, we lose our appreciation, a regression. The opposite of progress is regression. So regression, the sign of regression is lose our appreciation for the devotees. But the sign of progress is our appreciation for the devotees increases. And the sign of regression is our appreciation for the devotees decreases. So we want to know, right, like tonight on the internet and all these pharmacies and everything, they sell so many devices, right, that you can take to your house and check yourself. And you can check your sugar, you can check your blood pressure, you can check this, you can check that, you can check so many things, right? You can give checklists, you can download them and see your symptoms. And but they're the same thing for your spiritual self. And you can check your spiritual self. What is the condition of my spiritual health? Like Mahaprabhu went to Haridas Thakur after Govinda went there and tried to give him prasad. Haridas Thakur said, I can't take prasad. I haven't finished my round. 192 rounds that he chanted every day without fail. The next day Mahaprabhu went there and said, oh, Haridas, you're sick? Haridas, no, I'm not sick. My body's fine. But my mind is corrupt. I can't chant my rounds. So we should check our own spiritual well-being. Like sometimes we're very concerned about our physical well-being. Right, we take all kinds of supplements and this and that, and watch the diet and exercise and yada, 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 and all these things that we do. And, well, if you get this thing, if you go to that, and you get, I mean, what's that stuff called, Chaiwan Prash and Ashwagandha and this thing and that, take this. And you never see Gurudev do that, especially in Gurudev's younger days when he was healthy. You never see him take anything except prasad. Now, of course, under the doctor's orders and for our spiritual comfort and development, he takes many medicines. Previously, when he was healthy, you never saw Gurudev take any kind of supplement or Chaiwan Prash or this thing, nothing, ever like that. All he ever took is prasad. Of course, he's on the highest level of faith. We can't imitate that. And I'm not saying that to take these things and these supplements is bogus or it's mine. I'm not saying anything like that. We put a lot of attention into our physical well-being. We should put some attention into our spiritual well-being, and we should also make some analysis of our spiritual well-being. And it's more difficult because every doctor is eager to tell you what's wrong with you. But the only way you can find out from somebody else about your spiritual well-being is to ask a Vaishnava. And the Vaishnava doesn't want to tell you what's wrong with you. It's not the nature of a Vaishnava. Right, Gurudev comes downstairs, even if he's just going a little bit in his wheelchair, he doesn't look at us and say, oh man, you're in Maya, you didn't do this, you're corrupted like that, you know, you're off like this, and never. So Vaishnav has no eagerness to tell anything negative about another Vaishnav. Sometimes when you're a very, very neophyte, you have some eagerness to do that. Like one side was with Srila Gurudev in Vrindavan, the time of the opening. Or maybe it was a little later. I think it was at the time of the opening of the temple, of our temple there. And I was sitting with Srila Gurudev on his veranda in the evening. And I said, oh, you know, Srila Gurudev, can I ask you something? He said, as long as you don't say anything negative about a Vaishnava. So Vaishnavas don't say any negative things. So our interest in our spiritual well-being, we have to be a little introspective and honest with ourselves. Like Tom Guru Maharaj said, the worst type of cheating is to cheat yourself. So Haridas Thakur was like that. And I have no physical problems. Right? But I have some mental disturbance. I can't chant Hare Krishna the way I promised to. And I can't keep my vow. And Mahaprabhu told him, why do you want to keep a vow? Then you're already Siddhadeha. You're a completely liberated Mahapurush. Why are you practicing any sadhana? Haridas Thakur didn't say, oh yeah, you're right. But Haridas Thakur didn't agree to that, even though Mahaprabhu told him. And every time when the Haridas Thakur would say, Mahaprabhu would say, oh Haridas, come, take prasad. Haridas Thakur never went. Then the devotees tried to call him, the devotees tried to bring him. He wasn't like putting on some show. No, I'm not fit to take prasad with the devotees. No, Haridas, come, okay. No, he never said okay and went. He never went. Inconceivable. But he wasn't sad. But when the devotees were having this big festival, taking prasad, Mahaprabhu was serving with his own hand, everything was beautiful. Haridas Thakur stayed a little far away and watched and danced in ecstasy to see it. He didn't stay away and cry at all. I can't go, man. I can't take prasad. No, he danced in ecstasy. Because his feeling was real. His feeling wasn't a mental thing. His feeling in his heart was real. It was the real thing. So he could dance in ecstasy and watch the devotees take prasad. And the only reason why he wasn't there is because his Vaishnavata was so great that he considered himself not fit that he might touch one of the other devotees. And sometimes in ecstasy, that consideration got blocked out. Like dancing, the chief dancer in the party, he must have touched a few other devotees. But that was some ecstatic thing. But in terms of when he could actually consider, never. Rupa and Sanatana never went on the regular path in Puri Dham. Sanatana was called by Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu tested him. Sanatana Goswami went on the beach right, in the blazing sun, like 100 and whatever they say around here, 45 degrees. Sanatana Goswami walked on the sand and got to Mahaprabhu. His feet were all blistered. Mahaprabhu said, why did you come that way? Can't you see your feet were all blistered and anything? Sanatana Goswami said, I was so much ecstasy to think I am coming to you. I never noticed. So these devotees like Haridas Thakur, they're teaching us. And we are mleches. So there's very special, wonderful thing for us. Because we are mleches. Most of us. Maybe if you take birth from the womb of a mlecha, I guess you could count it also as a mlecha. So their example is very wonderful for us. Their activities are very wonderful for us. You have to imbibe a little bit of that, and not artificially. Now or next time, when you're serving prasad, they'll call us over. Oh, no. We're going with the other mleches. It's very happy. No reason to stay away. But if we could dance in ecstasy, that's another thing. So we all pray on this day, remembering day after day. This is a wonderful time of year for us. Because day after day is some very beautiful Vaishnava festival. Shri Jiva Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Radhastami. Like all of these days to instill something in us. Some special remembrance of the blessings and all these people's names. Right? Even Srimati Radharani, she's blessing us. Right? Our gurus are dear to her. They're in her confidential group. And like Mahaprabhu told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in relation to Amoga, right? His son-in-law, who's not such great Vaishnava or anything, but Mahaprabhu said, because he has some relation with you, then I'm his, you know, I have to run after him. So we may not be anything, or less than anything, but we have a relationship with these great Vaishnavas who are in the group of Srimati Radharani. And all of those people, like Srila Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Haridas Thakur, and Srimati Radharani, their blessings, their mercy, their grace is coming to us through the agency, the divine agent. Param Guru Maharaj called Gurudev the divine agent. And so through the agency of Srila Gurudev, through his divine agency, the blessings of those people whose names we're not fit to say on our own, coming to us. So today, we, by the grace of Srila Gurudev, we remember Haridas Thakur, by the grace of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who, like Haridas Thakur, took this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all over the world. Some people think it's a lesser conception. It kind of bewilders me. All over the world, every town and village, Priti Vityache, Jata Nagaradi Grang, Savatra Pachara, Huive Morna. Haridas Thakur was doing that, Nityananda Prabhu was doing that. The first preacher, right, the first preachers of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement were Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu was a little more enthusiastic, a little more powerful because he's Nityananda Prabhu. Because he wanted to approach Jagat and Madai, but after being abused by them so much, I guess Dr. Samir, we should try to find some other more submissive people. And Nityananda said, no, these guys, we need to get them. We need to capture them. So Haridas Thakur, the first preacher, right, of the Sankirtan movement. And then our gurus have taken that flag, taken it all over the world, several times. Right? Gurudev left India, this is 26th time or something, he's left India. And we can't think that Gurudev being in this house, Gurudev being in this city, and being in this country, that these people aren't getting some unlimited sukriti from his presence here. That he's going out, people in the malls, people in that nasty wholesale vegetable market, the people in the doctor's offices, people in the hospital. How much sukriti are all these people getting just from his presence here? And because he's carrying that power of Rupa and Sanatana and Haridas Thakur. So we're all very lucky, very fortunate to be exposed to these things. Anybody else have anything you want to say?